So the floor is yours, madam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can they hear me? Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to say good afternoon to everyone, to the members of the delegations and the member of the head table. Thank you very much. I, as has been said, is Maureen Hyman. I'm representing the government of Antigua and Barbuda. And I would like to thank the Human Rights Council for the support and assistance they have given to Antigua and Barbuda. And I'd like to thank them also for giving us the opportunity to be here at this Universal Periodic Review. Antigua and Barbuda is a democratic nation. We're governed by law, and our constitution is our supreme law, and we take the issue of human rights very seriously. We welcome your suggestions and comments, and we will take them on board seriously with a view to improving our record. Our constitution enshrines the fundamental rights and freedom, as has been stated in the Universal Human Rights Declaration. Antigua has been making progress regarding human rights. We have recently passed some legislation which will help children and women. We have done a child crime rights bill which looks at juveniles in the criminal system, and we have looked at ways of how to deal with young people without them having to go through the rigors of the criminal system. In fact, what the new law is about is prevention and cure. We are trying to seek ways to assist young people so that they will no longer be tagged criminals. I don't want to say criminals, that they will no longer have the stigma of having a criminal record. Because as we know, if you are stigmatized at a young age, that can be very detrimental to you in your future. The issue of women and empowerment of women and supporting them in the criminal system, and also this issue of violence against women, is something that we have taken very seriously and have taken on board in Antigua. And we have recently passed a domestic violence bill which improved on the previous bill we had, which was a Domestic Violence Summary Proceedings Act. It empowers the police in a sense that if you go to a house where there's a violent disturbance, and when you get there, you can obviously see there's been violence committed somewhere in the home, and the female, the woman, is saying, no, everything is fine, the police can use their discretion and remove the alleged perpetrator or the assumed perpetrator from the area, from the home, and take him to the police station for what's called a cooling off period. So that is a great improvement in what was there. We have also passed our Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. That is something which was outstanding for a long time, and we have a very active NGO in Antigua, and they have been very, very vocal in getting the government to pass that, which we have done. We are now going to be working on our policies, on the policies we need to have to implement our act so that we can give full strength to the bill. We have also passed a child care bill which deals with children in care and adoption. So we've made the situation the same for children born in wedlock and children born out of wedlock. And what we've done, we have updated our current law on adoption so that we can have more safeguards to ensure that the correct checks and due diligence are carried out on persons who wish to adopt children. And we have also tightened our procedures for persons from abroad who wish to adopt children who were born in Antigua and to take them abroad. For a small, independent, developing country, we are doing our utmost to meet international standards and obligations, and we are very, very concerned that we do that. But as you would appreciate, Antigua is a small country. We have 85,000 persons living in Antigua. And so you will appreciate we're a small country with small resources. So we do make every effort we can within the limitations that we have. So Once again, I'd like to thank the Human Rights Council for this opportunity, and I look forward to interacting with the delegates who have questions. And I'd just like to say thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chair.